Why, Paul? For it is the power of God unto salvation. This is the message. Hallelujah. This is the message. He canceled out man's sin and restored us to favor with himself and committed to us this message to take it to all the world. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And notice what God did. Notice it says in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, he is the sole expression of the glory of God. He is the sole expression of the glory of God. The light being, the outraying radiance of the divine. He is the perfect imprint and the very image of God. The very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining, upholding and maintaining, and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. Hallelujah. When he has, by offering himself, accomplish our cleansing of sin and ridding of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high. Everything has been made right. Yeah. Okay, Lord, I'll do it just the way you say it. Hallelujah. Now listen what he said. And Psalm 23. He said in the fourth verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And he just said, here in Hebrew, hallelujah, 1 and 3. Now listen to what he said again. He said, when he had by offering himself accomplished our cleansing of sin and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of majesty. And he said, even though you walk through trouble, places look like it's death may occur, disasters all around, stuff pulling at you, enemy talking loud, saying how you're not going to make it through. This is the end of it. Anybody here? One lady testified during our miracle service, divine encounter, and said That devil had talked to her. Say, your niece did left here with this, and your other relative left here with this. And had her planning her funeral. That's what she said. She was planning her funeral. You might walk through the valley. Everything may look dim. Everything may look like it's the end. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I like to say it like this. Thy word and thy spirit, they comfort me, kept me, taught me, led me, instructed me, and I was full of faith, and I refused to be moved. Led me to the table. Verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me where? In the presence of the one that's hounding me. And I just walk up to the table and take a seat. And he can't come any further. Can I talk to you? Did not Pharaoh and his army hound the children of Israel? Huh? And when they got to the Red Sea and God gave Moses instruction what to do. And that night he said, just pull up in this camp right here. And said, the spirit of the Lord, which was the fire and the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day that went before them came from in front of them and got between them and the Egyptians. The Lord has prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemy, and he can't do anything but stand at a distance and view. While you feast on healing, while you feast on prosperity, while you feast on peace and joy, while you leap and jump and shout the victory, he just has to stand in a distance and watch you rejoice. Because I'm eating from the table of victory. Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The anointing. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm not afraid of what Satan is saying. Because when he gets through talking, I got something to say. I cannot be conquered. I cannot be overcome. Greater is he that's in me. He that's in the world, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. I will not doubt. I will not fret. Because the greater one has made his home in me. And the greater one has already conquered you. And I stand here in the place of victory because of what he's done. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So through my second man, Adam, Jesus is the second and last Adam, I have restored the world to favor with myself.